2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Companion for News.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock, and Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News coming to you from Hill Air Force Base. That's as KSL's 100th anniversary tour continues. KSL's top story this hour. A landmark Supreme Court decision that established the right to abortion as the law of the land is no more. The justices voted 5-4 to overturn Roe v. Wade this morning. It's a decision involving a case out of Mississippi. Our team coverage, the decision on abortion rights, begins with KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
The decision does not ban abortion nationwide, but leaves abortion law up to each individual state. Utah is one of a number of states with a trigger law in place that will take effect in the near future. It will effectively ban abortions here with some notable exceptions. The decision came down to a 5-4 split with an interesting twist. Chief Justice John Roberts agreed with the majority that Mississippi's law should be upheld, but he didn't think the court should have overturned Roe. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Utah is one of 13 states with so-called trigger laws that go into effect based on the Supreme Court decision. Republican State Senator Dan McKay, the author of that legislation, says that law won't go into effect immediately.
The Supreme Court is the first step. Once their decision is made, the Office of Legislative Research and General Counsel in the state, a nonpartisan group of attorneys that works for both sides of the aisle in the legislature, will review the opinion and find out if the law that was passed in the trigger bill is constitutional per their decision.
McKay says his initial reaction to the decision was gratitude, with what he sees as a wrong decision 50 years ago finally being corrected. Utah's trigger law is still pending, but state lawmakers who crafted it are addressing something that it doesn't. Representative Carrie Ann Lisenby was asked when Utah women should be able to travel to get to out of state to get abortions.
Our legal framework around abortion has never sought to punish a woman who seeks an abortion. We have always sought to punish the provider, and I think we would maintain that. I think that would be something that the legislature would continue to maintain. So I don't think there's any contemplation that we would try to control a woman's ability to travel.
Senator Dan McKay, though, says he doesn't think it's appropriate for groups outside the state to pay for women's travel. Those opposed to abortion rights are applauding today's decision, including many of Utah's state leaders. Team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Senator Dan McKay and Representative Carrie Ann Lisenby hugging representatives from some of the 29 pro-life groups who joined them at the state capitol.
The bill that we have in the state of Utah represents a majority of support and a support from a majority of people from the state of Utah.
The conversation at one point turning to preventing unwanted pregnancies, and Representative Lisenby says she takes issue with the government taking all the blame for people's actions.
We have the responsibility to create a legal framework that is friendly and supporting rights, but women and men have responsibility.
The Utah Abortion Free Coalition now says they will be adding extra supports for women with crisis pregnancies. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready, because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Democratic Utah State Senator Derek Kitchen says the Supreme Court ruling is a step backwards.
Well, I'm outraged and despondent, to be honest with you. Today, the Supreme Court rolled back progress. Women are individuals, and they deserve autonomy over their body. And unfortunately, the Supreme Court today decided that they disagree. Six unelected judges have denigrated women and made the United States a less safe place for them to live.
Planned Parenthood Utah, Carrie Galloway, says state leaders could have done more to help women and families sooner.
Where have they been for people who have challenging family situations where they need help, services, money? They've turned their backs. I'm sorry. Platitudes don't go very far. Let's see some action.
Galloway says Planned Parenthood will continue providing abortions like normal until Utah's trigger law goes into effect, and then they'll do what they can. President Biden spoke about the decision earlier today. He says the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade was a deliberate, decades-long effort to disrupt a balance in the law.
The court has done what it has never done before, expressly take away a constitutional right that is so fundamental to so many Americans that it had already been recognized. The court's decision to do so will have real and immediate consequences. State laws banning abortion are automatically taking effect today, jeopardizing the health of millions of women, some without exceptions. So extreme that women could be punished for protecting their health. So extreme that women and girls were forced to bear their rapist's child.
The president also called on Congress to codify Roe v. Wade. ABC White House correspondent Cecilia Vega delves a little deeper.
Now, what that means is essentially Congress would guarantee abortion access nationwide. Look, it passed in the House, but it failed in the Senate just last month. They have basically moved past that. There is no chance that Congress is going to codify Roe versus Wade anytime soon. So you scrap that. Then you heard the president say that perhaps DHS could issue, make abortion pills more readily available to women around the country. Certainly, I think a lot of pro-choice people would feel like that is going to help in some situations.
Protests and celebrations have broken out across the U.S. following the Supreme Court's decision. KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Mead.
Heavy delays due to a crash with injuries northbound I-15. This is as you're approaching 2100 South, blocking two left lanes of traffic, and the delays are already back to 4500 South Murray. I-15 both directions in Utah County, just packed in and slow. American, Pleasant Grove, and Linden, and then southbound I-15. Leftover slowdowns from the earlier roadside fire, and that's from Payson to Santaquin. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:06. A crowd is growing outside the Supreme Court this afternoon. Cami Mondo is a reporter with the Washington Examiner. She joined KSL News Radio earlier this morning and says there are barricades up around the building.
Tonight, when it actually is the draft week, there was only a barricade kind of near, closer to the entrance of the Supreme Court. But since then, they've erected like a much taller fence and then barricades actually on the outside of the fence, and the police presence is much more increased. There are police lining the barricades on both sides of the Supreme Court, and there were also like a bunch of them on bikes and motorcycles earlier that were in the crowd.
Silvania Castillo is protesting the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
It's important because a long time ago, I did have an abortion myself. I was raped. So for me, this moment in history is sad.
Others traveled to D.C. to celebrate the decision, like Savannah Craven from South Carolina with the Students for Life.
And I just was overwhelmed with joy. I mean, this is something I have been waiting for so long.
At Utah's Capitol, a small group of protesters has been standing outside all day. The Salt Lake Police Department is asking that any protests that happen in the area are safe and peaceful. The department says they've reached out to other law enforcement agencies ahead of time in preparation for the ruling.
This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Have you ever decided to be willfully ignorant about a news story? This guy off the coast of Cape Cod was swallowed by a whale and lived to tell the tale last weekend. I don't want to know if the story's true. Oh, it was widely reported.
We begin with breaking news.
This is Boston TV.
A lobster diver nearly eaten alive by, get this, a humpback whale.
Michael Packard dove 40 feet to the ocean bottom to check his lobster traps, and all of a sudden, darkness.
About 45 feet of water. I was just about at the bottom, and I just felt this truck hit me, and everything just went dark.
He felt the muscles of a whale's mouth massaging his body. He had his oxygen. He kept breathing for 40 seconds till the whale shot upward, breached the surface, and spit him out. The fisherman spent a few hours in the hospital with minor bruises, and he's famous. But did it happen? A few Cape Cod doctors are throwing shade. They're skeptical. They say he should have ruptured his eardrum from that quick rise to the surface, but I don't want to know what's really true because I made up my own version because it makes me happy. I want to believe the night before.
Am I a real boy?
No, Pinocchio.
Michael Packard read Pinocchio to his young son as a bedtime story, including the part where Geppetto gets swallowed by a whale. To impress his son ahead of Father's Day, he made up a fisherman's tale about getting swallowed in hopes that his son would grab the crayons and draw a picture of Dad's epic battle with the whale. Who doesn't want to seem heroic to their kids on Father's Day? We all do. Now, is my version true? Of course it is. Hey, my nose is big enough.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
509 emergency traffic coverage, beginning with Ricky Meese.
Two left lanes blocked northbound I-15 with an injury accident approaching 2100 south. That is now causing stop-and-go and slow-and-go delays into Murray at about 4500 south. We also still have the clearing of a crash eastbound I-215 south built. It's after 7th East, but before 9th East. Another crash being called out in Sandy, 106 South at 1700 East with injuries. Michelle?
Well, an injury accident also causing big delays in Utah County. This is northbound I-15 approaching Pioneer Crossing in American Fork. Those delays, again, are backed all the way to a little past 800 North in Orem. On the flip side, you're also seeing slowdowns. This is from Pioneer Crossing down into the Linden area, then the delays from that earlier roadside fire still slowing you down between Payson and Spring Lake. Steve?
And we have a new crash for downtown Salt Lake City drivers on 9 South at 6th West. Right now, northbound 15, rolling steady and smooth from downtown Salt Lake into Davis County with some thick traffic there at Park Lane in Farmington up into Kaysville. Then full speeds up to Hiller Force Base and beyond. And construction will slow you down on southbound Highway 40 between Kearns Boulevard and River Road in Heber. And northbound Highway 89 jammed up just past SR 193. Head to Logan this weekend for rodeos, Ned Ledoux in concert, hilarious live theater performances, the Farmer's Market, outdoor living history, hiking, biking, fishing, and dining less than a tank away. ExploreLogan.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
The KSL hourly forecast is looking great. Mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 80s at 5 o'clock. There are a few clouds that are trying to build up this afternoon, and there's a slight chance for a little stray thunderstorm, but shouldn't be bad at all. Temperatures will go from the mid-80s as we head through 6 o'clock, low 80s for 7, upper 70s for 8, and mid-70s for 9. Ultimate lows will be in the low 60s. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Much more pleasant here at Hill Air Force Base, where right now it's 83 degrees. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. New details have been released in Gabby Petito's death. Petito was found dead in Grand Teton National Park last summer. The only person of interest was her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. Laundrie's notebook entry is considered a confession by police and now reportedly has been released by Laundrie's family attorney. In the notebook, Laundrie writes, Petito suffered an accidental injury and he killed her out of sympathy. He later died by suicide. He says he didn't fear punishment for his actions, but he didn't want to live without Petito. KSL News Time 512. State fire officials say the left fork fire burning near Bryce Canyon is now about 5% contained and a little smaller than they first thought. They were able to get some more accurate mapping to put the fire size at around 4,200 acres. Officials say a quarter inch of rain overnight was a big help in their efforts to fight the fire. It started last month with what was supposed to be a controlled burn. The open sign goes up today at roadside fireworks stands in Utah and in many parts of the country.
Not only is a large part of the western U.S. at an elevated risk for wildfires sparked by fireworks.
We see over 9,000 injuries nationwide with fireworks.
Trauma surgeon Dr. Aileen Ebadat says the best advice is to skip the at-home fireworks altogether.
If you're not a professional, you probably should stay away from those. And if you're drinking, just sit back and enjoy the show and don't get involved.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The worries over the Wasatch Air Show at Hill Air Force Base includes more than just jet firefighters and classic planes. It gets underway tomorrow morning. It also includes exhibits meant to get kids interested in STEM careers. Program manager Allison Sturgeon told KSL-TV there's a replica of one of the rovers on Mars.
We've got a full-scale model here, and the helicopter Ingenuity is here as well. And then we're going to have a couple of virtual reality exhibits.
Now, the gates to the air show open tomorrow at 8 in the morning. 9:30 is the beginning of the events, and admission is free. The judge in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial has made a jury's multi-million dollar award official. The judge entered a written order today for Heard to pay Depp $10.35 million for damaging his reputation by describing her as herself as a domestic abuse victim in a 2018 op-ed piece that she wrote. Now, she also ordered Depp to pay Heard $2 million, the jury's award on her counterclaim that she was defamed by one of Depp's attorneys. KSL News Time. 5:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
The Planned Parenthood Association of Utah says it's still unclear what Utah's abortion trigger law will look like in practice, but they say they will still provide abortions until the trigger law goes into effect. I'm KSL News Radio's Martha Harris.
Second, USU says a flight instructor and a student died in a crash this morning between Mendon and Wellsville. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
Emergency traffic northbound I-15 with the HOV lane blocked prior to 2100 South, causing delays almost back to 53rd South in Murray. More emergency traffic northbound I-15 due to an earlier injury accident in American Fork. Delays backing into Orem. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny today with temperatures in the low 90s. It gets even warmer for the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank.
90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Protesters in downtown Los Angeles are rallying against the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade.
People have been chanting in front of the U.S. courthouse. This woman says she's worried for women across the country.
This won't stop abortions. It'll only stop safe abortions.
Organizers have urged people to leave their jobs behind and join in protesting the decision. They are calling on the Supreme Court to overturn its decision immediately. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The first major gun reform legislation to pass Congress in three decades is heading to President Biden's desk.
The yeas are 234.
Just 14 Republicans joined all House Democrats in passing the already Senate-approved gun reform bill. It will give states incentives to add tougher young adult gun background checks and red flag laws, but it's still up to each state. They also closed the so-called boyfriend loophole that now prevents a domestic abuser from getting a gun for at least 5 years. The president will sign it.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. A regional governor in eastern Ukraine says the country's troops have begun to retreat from a besieged city to move to stronger positions. It's faced relentless Russian bombardment. A hardware update from ABC's James Longman in Kharkiv, Ukraine.
This comes as the first HIMARS artillery systems from the U.S. arrive in Ukraine. The weapons are highly advanced medium-range artillery systems that can launch missiles up to 48 miles away. Ukraine hopes these will change the tide of battle in the Donbass region. Ukrainian defense minister warning summer will be hot for the occupiers. The Biden administration now pledging an additional $450 million in military aid to Ukraine, including even more HIMARS systems.
Ukrainian President Zelensky hailing the decision of European Union leaders to allow it to apply for membership. Zelensky says it is a vindication of his nation's four-month fight against Russia. Says he's determined to ensure Ukraine keeps the ability to decide where it belongs. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth, and we are broadcasting live from Hill Air Force Base ahead of the Warriors of the Wasatch Air and Space Show this weekend. Now, it's not just about the aircraft at the air show this weekend. NASA is here with a replica of their Mars rover Perseverance. Sarah Marcotte, who is NASA's Mars Public Engagement Specialist, spoke with KSL-TV about the spacecraft.
This display model has been all over the country. We visit science museums with it, and we're so happy to be here at the air show.
I mean, when we see this one, it's
Horizon, its counterpart, is actually on the Red Planet right now.
Perseverance has been exploring the Red Planet since February 2021.
Incredible.
Okay, this is so cool to get up close and see.
I want to know, I mean, a real replica here. I mean, we're talking size, dimension, everything.
Exactly. It's the same exact size. We use the drawings that we use to produce the real rover to produce these display models. So you can stand next to it and you can really get a sense of how big, how rugged these rovers have to be to explore Mars.
Check out those wheels.
Well, and talk about the rims, right? Like the inspiration when people get up close and see this. You get to show them, yes, we are exploring our solar system. We're sending actual Earth-bound items, equipment, technology up to figure out what's going on in the cosmos.
That is so true. We send out orbiters, we send out landers, and maybe you've noticed we send out helicopters too.
That helicopter is something else. Look at that. That's the Ingenuity. Is that the helicopter?
That is the Ingenuity helicopter. That was designed to maybe make 5 flights, and we've just completed our 29th.
Oh, boy.
We've been able to demonstrate that this technology can work on Mars. Maybe we can use this in the future.
Sarah, tell us about the connection here in Utah, how we may have a piece of space coming back here to the Beehive State.
I'm so glad you brought that up. So the UTTR, the Utah Training and Test Range, may be one of the locations where samples from Mars could be brought back to Earth. So they could be arriving in Utah first.
This feels like getting the IOC to award us the Olympics. What do we have to do? Is there some Switzerland summit we have to go to?
Who do we have to convince to let this Mars land here?
Get the Mars rocks back here.
You just have the perfect location where things can land and can be safely transported to a facility where people all over the world can study these samples.
If you'd like to see the rover in person, it will be at Fire Station 1. You will also be able to meet Mars scientists and engineers who have the latest images and information on the Red Planet. And Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News today, broadcasting live from Hill Air Force Base. KSL News Time, 519. Time for traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, our emergency traffic coverage continues with Ricky Meese.
We have this crash northbound I-15 prior to 2100 South. The left lane is still blocked, and you still have heavy delays through Murray back to 53rd South. If you don't want to sit through these slowdowns, because they are going to take you an extra 25 to 35 minutes to get through, depending on where you are in the backup, State Street and 7th East might be good options. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, no delay, but we do have a crash eastbound on the south belt of I-215 prior to 9th East, and a crash reported at 17th East, 106 South. Michelle?
Well, the delays northbound I-15 are backing almost to University Parkway in Orem at this point. The good news is the crash in American Fork has cleared that was blocking in the right lane just prior to Pioneer Crossing. But again, miles of delays getting through that. On the southbound side, also looking at slowdowns now as you're approaching Pioneer Crossing. This is going to trickle on down into the Linden area. And for drivers headed southbound further, this is going to also be more slowing between Payson and Spring Lake due to the earlier roadside fires. Steve?
Right now, no problems traveling northbound I-15 from downtown Salt Lake City. Davis County drivers, though, it's a bit thick there at Burton Lane past the Kaysville Ponds. Also in Clearfield now by Hill Air Force Base at 700 South. And Summit County construction delays to slow you down this afternoon. Southbound Highway 40 between Kearns Boulevard and River Road in Heber. And northbound 89 still jammed up in Davis County right now, just past SR 193. Olson's Greenhouse encourages a little social distancing in your garden. Relieve stress and enjoy your surroundings with beautiful Olson's bedding plants. For retailers or great planning ideas and tips, go to OGG.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
The KSL 7-day forecast is looking hotter as high pressure builds back over the state. Temperatures will be in the low 90s under mostly sunny skies for the weekend, but then upper 90s as we head through Monday, back above 100 degrees on Tuesday, and then we'll round out the week in the mid to upper 90s with mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Sunny 90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Here at Hill Air Force Base, it's breezy and 83 degrees.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.